kulang ng in-season.
So what up, the Shady Lurker? I'm back, rolling solo. As you know, it is holiday season. And if you watched the episode last week, we decided we're going to do a Shady podcast recap of 2024. Some episodes you may have missed. There might be some shit you want to go do a deeper dive into. And of course, what's coming up in 2025, we wanna fix what's wrong with our characters. Because there's a lot of shit that we're going to play today that we were called out on. And people have asked me and encouraged me to change my opinions on some matters. And I'm still considering it. So, Ketsi, let's watch it. Then I'll let you know what I think. Anytime anything private becomes public,
sure.
You look at what happened.
I'm embarrassed.
Gotcha. Yeah. It becomes a global sensation. Gotcha. But I can't even judge Shay Shay because, bruh, we all do this thing.
Sure.
And my ngali kampana we live.
It happens, yeah.
Usuchelu muntu kuti mela fagi volume, boy. PA shock. Nomzuela fanu King Kong.
Fagi volume.
Fagi volume. Say it. I love that. So that is that time that Shay Shay from Club Shay Shay is sex tape leaked. And fucking volume, boy. Imagine that. Imagine this is Jahan saying, fucking volume, boy. So PH didn't leak any sex tapes, but that was a dope episode. Go check it out because we spoke about like, you know, like sex tapes leaking and like, you know, you guys are kinky at home. But be very mindful. I still stick to my opinion. And that is that if you are going to do stuff in private that's kinky, make sure you don't record that shit. Because somehow, some way, whether it's Didi, Shay Shay, Jeffrey Epstein, Barack Obama, that shit gets out, as we saw with Upeltasar later in the year. So be very careful who you fucking and how you fucking them and what you're recording it on. Diddy was the guy of parties.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It was the ticket to have. It was the party to be at.
Sure.
Now, obviously, when we're looking at it,
sure.
We're saying, you know.
You must tell us. I get you his friend. You are his friend. Tell us.
Please confess.
What was happening?
One party.
In some of the testimonies I was hearing, Muguti, there's the main house and then there's another house.
Now, we party at Pink Diddy. You had your own stage.
Abuti Lolo, the brewer. Speak of the devil. Told you niggas, dog. This Diddy thing is still unfolding. We're heading into 2025. We don't have any conclusive answers, but whoa, we have a lot of stories that have come out about that thing. Just poking a bit of fun at PH. For those of you who don't know, for context, PH was at a Diddy party in the year that a large contingent of our South African acts, Temba, Black Coffee, Temba is in Euphonic, they went to the Miami Music Conference. And obviously, at the time, that was the most exclusive party to be at. So that's how they ended up there. But I mean, like, fuck, we know from that time, good, our people, they don't get up to bullshit like that. But yeah, we did a lot of talking about the Diddy subject this year, eh? And I want to say to PH, Mganwam, besidlalela, because PH gets a lot of smoke about the Diddy shit, dog. Like, I feel like him, LeBron James, and a lot of people are just like catching smoke for nothing. They were just, PH said he was there at the Diddy party, he was stuck by the buffet. Begad, and like, for most of the time that they were there, he was in the chows, dog. PSL, what the f***? How can you not have VAR? Because if you think about a competition at that level, our level as PSL, the type of money you can win or lose is too much. There was a Chiefs fan and there was a Sundowns fan. These folks were pissed off. The Sundowns fan was gloating. The Chiefs fan was not happy. I was less shocked about whatever transpired, and I was more shocked that we don't have VAR.
Yeah, I didn't think we didn't have VAR.
Yeah, we can't have a linesman who's standing there saying, "Aye, ka." No call. And then when we review the footage, you know what I mean?
Then you see that there's a goal scoring opportunity.
Yeah. We've had that shit in crickets as well since apartheid. That's facts. You know, something I actually picked up. You see that music that was on our promos, man? Yeah. That shit is fire. Why the fuck did that nigga stop doing that? Make a note. Tell that nigga in 2025 he must fucking use music on our fucking promos. Have they got VAR yet, the PSL? You know, can I tell you something? They, like, is there to just listen to us? We can fix the PSL. I know the Minister Gaetan McKenzie has been very vocal about like fixing soccer in South Africa, you know? and I saw under his tweet, the comments and the feedbacks that the fans and people are giving is that, like, from the top, there's just a fuck up there. There's people that need to come out at a SAFA level. There's people that need to come out at a PSL level. Shout out to the PSL for the amount of sponsorship they can raise. But that's because people love soccer. Give them the best quality product that you can. We cannot be operating without VAR at this stage of the game because of the money that's on the line. You know what I mean? So let's follow up. Put another note there. Gaitan McKenzie must come and talk to us this year and tell us what the fuck is the status of the VAR and what's going on with the Mabahambe challenge. Because, you know, it's that time of the year. It's that time of the year, eh? Like, before Christmas, like, a lot of buses leave from Bait Bridge border. They go that way for Christmas. Ngales kati, bayabuya. Hopefully there's a plan that's been implemented to say, Nchaku gyapi. No, but... It's like, this is like the cheapest mass deportation that's happened so far. It's fine. Stay there, bruh. Be on that side. Anyway, make a note. Gaitan must come.
Why aren't you going to do courses that upskill you? I don't know why filmmakers don't do that. You know, go and learn tricks. Man, I saw that shot. How did you do it?
Yeah.
That is what we need.
Especially like for the younger ones, you know, like up-and-coming filmmakers, up-and-coming videographers. Go and watch YouTube videos. I swear, that's what we do here, believe it or not. And we also just puzzling along, is that you go and you upskill yourself and say, okay, well, how did this other guy do this? They've shot this thing and they've edited it in such a way that it's like, this is what we produce. And that's really, I think, that's the best way to get noticed. They make up for in skills what they lack in equipment.
Correct.
If you're an aspiring videographer, I'd approach a team and I'd be like, yo, I want to come and film. I'm going to come with my guys and we're going to make the most hot content. That's facts, bro. In actual fact, following up from that conversation, the reason we were speaking about like young videographers is at the time I'd actually tweeted to say I'm looking for a talented videographer that can also edit to do like some work, you know, out and about. And I engaged probably like 10, 15 people. And there's just like this level of expectation that niggas have where it's like, Mfana, what I'm saying to you is here's an opportunity. It's not even for me. You know what I mean? I'm saying here's an opportunity for you to work with Mang Mang. Calling ridiculous prices, unreliable, shit like that. So hopefully in 2025, that shit changes, man. The industry needs a young re-up. We'll do a follow-up episode. Make a note.
But now that's the first generation G-Wagon. Lingat is Ama Venture.
This lady.
OnlyFans.
Correct.
This bra.
Subscriber. Yes. So like a sugar daddy.
Says he bought her.
Brand new G-Wagon. She's the hun. This is the blesser. The blesser is saying me, Naimod.
That's not a brand new G-Wagon.
Not a brand new G-Wagon, dog. So the first person says, overpriced, used, high mileage, and it's been wrecked.
Correct.
Not sure about the G-Wagon.
Oh, Jesus. Wow. Wow.
Another one said,
wow.
Tits say G-Wagon, face says Hyundai.
That's okay.
Right. Someone said his wife got the 2024
yeah.
model.
That G-Wagon?
Yeah.
Or 2024 Corolla.
You're going to think he wants you to start a business running Ubers.
Uber.
Boss, on this show, we talk a lot about the game. And where the game is at. And like, yo, something that like American culture, man, like we spoke about it a lot on the show this year, is like that's the type of shit that happens with these OnlyFans models where it's like you've got niggas buying them cars to send them pictures of their boobs. There's others that are fucking on OnlyFans making 47. What's that chick's name? Sophia Ryan or whatever her name. She made like 47 mil or some shit off OnlyFans in a year. One subscriber was responsible for 4.5 million of that income. How do you spend $4.5 million to speak to a chick that you're never gonna fuck, you're never gonna go on a date with, you're never even gonna meet her? You basically talk on text and she sends you pictures of her boobs, her ass, and maybe her feet. What a fucking sick world are we living in? So anyway, we call that shit out on the show and nothing's gonna change. Yeah, I don't know about that. I don't know if I'm gonna drop this misogyny thing, dog. We want a gold.
We are award winners.
Yes.
Award winning. Gold
and
award
can
winning.
I say, right, for all you haters out there, is that It is an we didn't enter this awards.
Sure.
So they independently review podcasts.
Sure.
And then they say, hey, this dope. So
sure.
We got gold.
I think it was in the society and culture category.
Yes.
Yeah. Two awards for The Real Network, which is, of course, where we belong. The entire team behind The Real Network.
Most
everyone, everyone in terms of the editors, the producers,
the whole team at Wrapped,
yeah.
Everyone at Wrapped,
everyone who is a part of the ecosystem, appreciate that.
Yeah, everybody forgets who won the bronze, bro.
Yeah.
Bunch of fucking winners. Yeah, that was dope. We were nominated for quite a few awards this year at the Bookmarks, at the Lurie's, and of course at the Podcast Awards. So it was dope to win gold. Means somebody's watching, somebody recognizes what we're doing. And to reiterate what we said in that clip, shout out to the whole team here behind the scenes. Shout out to Tian. He's the boss of technical, and he comes to work with Squans for us every Friday. Shout out to Marv. He is our erectile dysfunction head of production. We've got him on treatment. You'll remember from a previous episode, we did discuss some of the problems he's having. So we did manage to get him on treatment. Shout out Michaela. Shout out Kunjun Kotleva. Shout out Wandi. Wandi's here as well. Woman in tech. No, but shout out Michaela. Michaela Winzan. Shout out Michaela. She's the one that's DMing all of the handsome guys and asking them to meet her. It's not me. And it's not PH. Shout out Wandi. Wandi, yeah, he keeps us updated with what's going on in the ZCC scene. He's still in Moria. Shout out to Chantel. Yeah, she's our Indian colleague. You know, we don't discriminate here. Every Friday she brings us curry and roti. Oh, shit. Shout out to Flex. Also, Das Fakul, yeah. He's our resident Zulu. So, yeah, and Usonta Kwashembe. So when you come into The Real Network, there's white stones outside. So ungangenumunto nesithunzi. We've got diversity here. We've also got Ketsi. He's our resident transgender. And I mean, hey, he used to be a girl, now he's a man, and we accept it. Okay? We accept him. His pronouns are Z and Zer. Who else works here? Shout out to Wayne. He's the money man. Wayne, in 2025, my brother, we need more money. Stop fucking around. You would have also seen him make a small cameo in the Sausage Saloon ad that we shot. Wayne, please bring money. Oh, and shout out to James. Yes, James is, you might have seen James in a documentary called, I'm sure you guys have seen Surviving R. Kelly. James was on a documentary called Surviving Eugene Terblanche. He's a reformed racist and an abuse survivor. And we love him. We don't discriminate here. James, don't worry. He's also got his own OnlyFans page. Eh? James is also on OnlyFans. Go check him out. James the Gay Oak on OnlyFans. Shout out to Garrett Cliff as well. He's also behind the scenes, but we never see him. He does his show from fucking Scandinavia. Shout out to GVV. He's the big boss. He's in Cape Town. But yeah, whenever he's here, you know, like it's just a vision realized, I think, for all of us. And what a fucking amazing team to be part of. The shit that we pull off here sometimes surprises all of us. In fact, if you're watching this episode, we can't believe we made it to 2025. To touch and go there for a while, eh? Remember when we had those fucking... Oh, those were your people. We had like transgenders coming in here. Who were they with? Oh, shit. No, that was Ketsi's man. I didn't know. I'm sorry, brother. Have I left anyone out? Shout out Marcelo. He cuts out clips, keeps the show fire. He's autistic and he lives in a... He grew up in an orphanage, that bruh. He still lives there at Boys Town. Oh, fuck. And shout out the team at Wrapped. I mentioned them there, but yeah, they're the team that makes stuff say. Oh, Noms. How could I forget about Noms? I forgot about her because Angiti now she's in Lobola negotiations. So we're not allowed to speak about her on the show. Oh, yeah, there's like a Saudi prince playing Lobola for her, dog. She's moving to Dubai.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, man. So I don't know if we're going to see her in 2025. But hey, Noms, enjoy Dubai, bro.
Yeah.
Dubai and food. Huh? Oh, shout out Women in Tech Valley. We reviewed her in the fucking first, in the first half of the episodes, man. Yeah, yeah. We're going to see her. She's coming back now in the new year. Who else? Yo, if we didn't send you a shout out, it's because you don't fucking work hard enough, your boss. We didn't notice you. Oh, shout out Amos. Speaking of people who don't work hard enough. Amos is a retired professional football player. And he's also an escort. At 20 years old, yeah. So fucking go play soccer, you doers. Who else? Kamsa the barista. Well, he didn't bring me coffee today, so fuck him. Who else? Kamsa the barista. Yeah, yeah. Aye, that's all. Yeah, I'm out of shout-outs now. Fuck it. Let's go. Roll the next clip.
The album, like, what's the story? What's the situation?
Yeah, is there a tour? It's called The Extra Mile. It's coming out actually on Friday, the
1st of November. Mm-hmm. It's finally happening. I can't believe it's actually happening.
Friday, the 1st of November. Dude. I know.
Actually, there's something with Ziggy coming out soon as well.
He's like, I don't even know what he's saying. Yo.
It's not just drill in there. There's Mutuako. There's a three-step pocket. I'm telling you something.
I feel in the body of work, there's like a sound and a song for everyone. So that's also the fun part.
What do you say to those haters who say you don't write your stuff?
Cap. Come to studio with us.
Cap.
If you're worthy of being invited.
Honestly, the sound, the way that you're packaging the whole thing. Me personally, I'm like, hey, this is dope.
Hey, shut up, man.
Yo, it is dope. Go check out the album Valley Corner. They had a fucking fantastic December. You know the story, bro. Boiti is still leader of the pack. And Roy, super, super, super talented Lighty. Dope having them on the show as well. Like, we got to chat. You know, go check out the interview, man. Most of it was just us talking shit. And it was, you know, it's nice. I think something that we've tried to encapsulate in our interviews is we want to have conversations with people. You know, we want them to come here, be themselves. So that was actually a really, really dope experience in terms of moving. I mean, in terms of the podcast, it's like moving from traditional media to here. On traditional media, because you're so limited with time, you only get a chance to ask the questions about why they are here. Like, talk to us about the album. When is it releasing? What song? This single? Da, 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 da. Whereas, yeah, you can actually be like, except, wait, who are you dating now? What's happening? You know what I'm saying? What is the BBL saying? And then Poiti can tell us. You know what I'm saying? So that is nice. And that's like, that's a theme across all of our interviews on the Shady Podcast, is that the platform gives you that format to let people just have conversations and be themselves. So that is dope, man. And in 2025, expect more of that.
King Baltazar of Equatorial Guinea.
This bruh, ne?
Bruh.
You were just jawing in.
Yeah, I know that song. I ain't got no time.
Bad bitches is the only thing.
My brother.
What move is this?
I saw soccer players celebrating this weekend doing this.
Welcome, Baltazar.
One thing about Africans, one thing about South Africans that they've taught the rest of Africa, in my opinion, we will fucking make a thing funny no matter what it is, man, and take it to the world. And that situation started out as not funny. So many people made a joke about it. They made it into a joke. But that Baltazar guy, man, icon of 2024, 400 sex tapes. That guy's body count is probably sitting on over 1,000 because that's just the shit that he recorded. So, yeah, he pulled back the veil on something we've discussed on the show before, and I mentioned earlier, is that whenever anything private becomes public, motherfuckers act shocked. But you know what you fucking doing there at home. That guy was fucking like housewives and ordinary people, bruh, people's wives, presidents, daughter, mang. He wasn't even inside the OnlyFans models. He was just inside. He wasn't even inside the Twitter streets. My man, he was inside people's homes, fucking people's wives and shit, my nigga. Yo, Baltazar, slow down. Plus, all the sex tapes are not even out. Maybe in 2025, we'll see Baltazar Part 2. Maybe he'll do a deal with Pornhub or some shit. Yo, get your bag, my nigga. Get your bag, Baltazar.
Meow. What's up for the hottest? You don't want to go to court for a cop or a dacha. They shot the homie in a cop. Need a mop.
The man of the moment, he's here.
award-winning come on.
South African Music Award-winning. Come on, let's
Ricardo
get it.
Ricardo, yes, yeah. Molloy, a.k.a. Pretty Ugly.
Speak to me about boxing, my man.
What happened in that fight, dog?
Everybody got a plan until they get hit in the face. I've just been dealing with like so many things, you know? Life-threatening things, you know?
Do you want to quit?
Yeah, man. I want to be still alive to see my daughter go to a graduation, you know, get married one day, you know?
Pretty Ugly, friend of the show. Love that, brah. Most down-to-earth, fucking nicest guy you'll ever meet. And this most recent body of work that he put out is solid, so go check it out. And also go check out the interview you got further into what happened in that boxing match, no, Kasper Nyovest. Hey, yeah, pela gablung. But there was a reason behind it. But you got to go check out the show and find out what it was. You see the one with the voice?
Yeah, that guy. This guy. Gosh, what? The package date and the best before date are like 5 months apart.
Bro, four voice. And it's just like sausage.
And let me show you something. What does this say?
Best before. 2026, 02, 2025.
In your mind, mid-stay, 7 days sausage. 2025 sausage.
There's a lot of chat about like, oh, locals must take over the spazas. Okay, try it. I think when people understand how the organogram of spaza shops work, you'll understand why that brewer doesn't just own one, he owns three. Everything from the finance structure between Somalians, Ethiopians, you know, owners of spaza shops, the finance structure to the distribution plan, to the way they do their stuff. Those people. Can't beat them.
The Chinese do the same thing. All of these guys have systems.
You know who doesn't do it?
Sure.
The South Africans.
South Africans, yes.
Look, the only form of group funding South Africans have is a stock fail. But it's literally to, you know how a stock fail works. You basically take a big bag once in the year. Everybody gets a turn. Whereas we spoke, like, again, I hate it when I'm right. But what we were speaking about there, I later saw, like, in a tweet when we were dissecting the whole spaza shop thing, because that was massive in 2024. Is like one of these business blogs or business channels put out an article where they were saying like how the Somalians structure the finance of opening a store to the petty cash that keeps the business flowing in the time that it's coming around to generate a profit to even the owners and the staff that work there. And it's something that as South Africans, I hope we can steal their idea in 2025 rather than say, fuck this, Mohammed must go, we're going to burn his shop down. That's also not conducive really to anything because I say beans. And also the people that were going around and opening spaza shops or getting the license on behalf of Mang Mang. Stop doing that shit. You put yourself in trouble in months to come because our Maslo Munt was a Somalia Lumunt. You don't know these niggas. We buy from their shops because of the convenience that it provides. And yeah, let's in 2025, let's get more money into the hands of our people, but let's do so in a responsible way, in a non-violent way, and in a safe way. The Radio Awards is a thing where it's like the SARMers of radio. The people that win every year, we can kind of pre-predict. Not to say their shows are cack. They're the top of their game. Ukhozi, winner of station with most votes.
Oh, standard.
Bro.
They were like 500 million people.
Come on.
Plus more listening.
702.1 station of the year. And then Vow FM, Wizovitz, winner of campus station of the year. Look, I've never really rated the Radio Awards because when I was in the running, I never won. And then, I mean, it goes without saying that I was the best. That's how I knew that.
You know what I mean?
947 winners of commercial breakfast show. Anela takes it every year. Obviously, Mabala Noise. The new CEO of Mabala Noise is Anela Mdoda.
Shout out to all the kids that never get on radio because they don't have enough money.
Shit. I know it looks bad, Anela. I love you. Anela is my friend, but she is the fucking, she's the king of radio, boss, in South Africa. She's the CEO of Mabala. She can be the CEO of Mabala. But I was only joking. You know, genuine story. You know, like you can't. One thing about in this industry, there are very few people. You can count them on your one hand that have been consistent over the years. So yeah, we'll always show love and we'll always shout out to those people. But I'm not changing my opinion. I meant what I said. When I was on radio, I should have won awards. I was fucking brilliant. They never gave me the awards because I was colored. So it also is why in 2024, I made the decision to stop being colored. And now I'm a Zulu Mexican. I'll still be that in 2025. Roll the fucking clip, son.
You guys need to really stop trying to lock down baddies. They belong to the game. They
belong to the streets.
She belongs to the streets.
When you try and make a housewife, it ends badly. PH has mentioned many times there's a guy in his 30s. He's looking for a wife now and he's not finding
I don't know about that.
Are we looking in the wrong places or are we looking for the wrong people?
You're definitely looking in the wrong places. You're looking for someone who's not a as you're saying, then you shouldn't be looking.
Shouldn't be looking in all
locations. Exactly. I'm not saying go to church.
My sister, I find them at church, those ones. Those ones will be rocking in the club at 4 a.m. At 10 a.m., I'm like, you were the one that was chain exchanging with another chain. I'm looking for stability in my life.
Okay. But instead, what he's finding is recreational.
Yo, two things. One, I wasn't really talking about myself, but I was talking about gents in general. That show, go and check out that episode. That episode is for the gents that find themselves in a situation where they're not finding the people that they think they deserve, or they're not finding the people that necessarily they felt like this is the person. Does that make sense? So I the good doctor came through and she gave us some insights into the psyche of why you're looking in the wrong places and how it is that you're looking for the wrong people, even if you think you're looking for the right people. So definitely go check out that episode. I'm not changing my view. Hoes will be hoes, though. You know what I mean? I understand what Doc was saying. She also had some insights there on, like, body counts and shit. Like, yo, let me tell you, if anybody was offended by that episode, or it was at the time also that Chris Brown was in the country and I got into shit for that tweet. If anybody was offended by the episode, if anybody was offended by their tweet, listen, guys, it's 2025. I'd like to take the opportunity to apologize to absolutely nobody. The Champ Champ doesn't apologize. Fuck you niggas. So that's us. That's our recap episodes. Catch us next week, Wednesday. We're back with a brand new Shady Podcast. We're switching up all the shit because we made money in 2024, boss. So what we're going to do is we're going to have a new set, new studio. It's going to be fucking fantastic. We'll see you all next week and looking forward to another amazing year. Sitting here talking shit every week with my boy PH on the Shady Podcast with the PH. It's going to be amazing. Otherwise, hoping you all had a blessed December. You're well rested, so be ready for next week's show. And as usual, your comments, your likes, your subscriptions. Make sure you hit up the Real Network and you like, subscribe, and comment there on the page. Take it easy, and if it's easy, take it home.
Kolam nang insi.